I want to read today, and I want to talk about one subject that's called human faith. Now, I'm not going to talk about religion. I'm going to go beyond that. When we talk about faith, we're not talking about religion. Christian faith, Buddhist faith, Muslim faith, we're not going there. We're talking about human faith. We're talking about an ability that each one of you has called human faith. Okay? There's three types of faith. There's God's type of faith, there's demonic faith, and there's human faith. Okay? Every human being is born with faith on the inside of them. Just like every human being is born with intellect, will, you have will, right? Willpower. You were born with it, right? Emotions, conscience. Every human being is born with faith. It's God-given at birth ability that He gave to each one of us. And I'm going to prove it to you that you have human faith and it's powerful. Do you remember the disciples of Jesus said to Him, increase our faith. And Jesus said something so totally no point almost. He said, if you had faith of a mustard seed, you can say to this tree, be uprooted and be thrown into the sea. And if you didn't doubt in your heart, it will be to you. So Jesus didn't say that I'm going to increase your faith. This is how you increase your faith. Although our faith could be increased, and I'm going there today. But Jesus said, if you had already faith. You know, God has given you at birth certain gifts and abilities, skills, talents. Some people are good at sports. Some people are good at linguistical. Some people are good at musical. Some people are good in psychology and philosophy. I mean, some people are good in mathematics, science. I mean, each one of us were given an ability by God. But guess what? If you don't exercise those abilities, they will be weak and dormant. But as soon as you begin to exercise your God-given ability, as soon as you begin to discipline yourself in that area, guess what? Those abilities begin to produce and make you great. So God has already put faith inside each one of us. You know, faith is not something that belongs only to Christians. Did you know that? Other people have faith too. How? See, a lot of us are so, oh, God gave me faith and it's only God. No. Everybody in this world has faith. We believe in something. That's why people are able to believe in wrong things. They believe in Allah and Buddha and, I mean, people believe in all kinds of stuff. So we do have neutral human faith that was given to us at birth. Human faith helps people accomplish great things. Let me ask you a question. When people climb Mount Everest, whose faith are they using? God's, devil's, or their own? Their own. That faith makes them achieve. Faith actually makes a person be great. And the Bible says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. God dislikes it when we live a life of just neutrality, kind of like a little boat on the ocean, just kind of flowing. God wants us to live by faith. And faith helps human beings achieve great things. Now, some of you are like, why should we even achieve great things, right? I mean, we don't want to be great. We just want to be comfortable and happy. That's our culture. That's our society. That's what it says. We just want to be happy. I don't want to be great. Well, my friend, that's a wrong thinking. Because Bible says that when we get to heaven, Bible says kings will surrender their crowns. What does that mean? If you don't have a crown, what will you surrender? See, God says, I have thoughts for you. But a lot of us say, I have thoughts for myself. God says, who gave you your life? Who gave you breath to breathe? Is it not I, says the Lord? It's Him. So your life is on rent, on loan from God. Our life is on loan. It's given to us and it will be required. There is a parable that Jesus said. One man was given 5 talents, one man was given 2, and one man was given 1. And he who had 5 talents multiplied it and brought it before and was called good and faithful servant. There was another one who had 2 talents. He also brought it before and he multiplied it. But the third one hid it. He said, I didn't want nothing to happen to it, so I hid it. And Jesus said to him, he said, you wicked servant, you should have multiplied it. He called him wicked. God wants us to, whatever He gave us, to multiply. God wants you to do great things in this world. So when you come to Him, you can surrender something. And you can say, this is all nothing before you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I hope you're getting convinced today. I hope this word from the Holy Spirit is convincing you today. God wants you to achieve. And unless you have faith, you can't achieve. I've seen people who talk big but had no faith. They couldn't achieve. They start something and they fail. They start something that doesn't work. They give up. They quit. Human faith is able to accomplish great things. Human faith is able to accomplish great things. But human faith does not stay neutral for too long. Human faith does not stay neutral for too long. I want you to open Ezekiel 28. And this is God, through His prophet Ezekiel, is talking to the king of Tyre. Okay? And let's read from the first verse. The word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, say to the prince of Tyre, thus says the Lord God, because your heart is lifted up, and you say, I am a god. Now, this guy was a prince, was a king of Tyre. He was amazing. And let's read about him a little bit more. But he said he is God. I sit in the seat of gods, in the midst of the seas, yet you are a man and not God. God says, you are a man. So he's talking to the man. This is not some kind of mystical spiritual being. Though you set your heart as the heart of God, behold, you are wiser than Daniel. Okay, he's really wise, like wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that can be hidden from you. That's interesting. With your wisdom, notice your wisdom. Didn't say God's wisdom. Didn't say devil's wisdom. With your wisdom. People have an ability through faith to accomplish great things. Through His wisdom and your understanding, you have gained riches for yourself and gathered gold and silver into your treasuries. So this guy is big. Now, human faith can do those things. Human faith can achieve great wisdom, knowledge, understanding, riches, glory. But danger of human faith, see, human faith, just as it's beautiful, it is also dangerous. Why? Because if the reason human faith is so dangerous, because after achieving great things, it proclaims itself God. See, this man never connected himself to God or the devil. It was his own charisma. It was his own intellect. He achieved great things. And after a while, it got to him. He said, I am God. But just because human faith is dangerous doesn't mean we shouldn't exercise it. Okay? Open to Genesis chapter 11. You remember the story of the Tower of Babel. God himself here in this scripture confirms of the power of human faith. Of how powerful human faith is if you exercise it and practice it. That doesn't mean you're connected to God or the devil. Just your human ability. Watch this. This is in the beginning. Now the whole earth had one language and one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. Then they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They had bricks for stones, and they had asphalt for mortar. And they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. So now they're trying to use their faith. Okay? But watch for what reasons. They said, let us build a tower whose top is in the heavens. And then this, let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered around the whole face of the earth. But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, indeed, the people are one, and they all have one language. And this is what they have begun to do. Now, nothing that they have purposed to do will be withheld from them. Let me read this again. This is God talking about them. They're building this tower. They haven't scattered around the earth yet. They're still one. God comes down and says, indeed, the people are one. Unity. And they have one language. And nothing that they purpose to do will be withheld from them. Look at the power of human faith. Nothing that you have purposed to do in your heart will be withheld from you. God said it about us. Oh, I have goosebumps. I'm sorry. You feel it? God says about you, nothing that you can touch with your faith will be impossible. Jesus repeated it. If you had faith, nothing is impossible for you. Yeah. 100 years ago, they said it couldn't be done, but now it's done. They said a plane couldn't fly, but it's flying. Many advanced modern achievements are happening. Why? Because some humans didn't give up. They believed it will work, and it did. We're not asking, this is not about God and devil here. We're just talking about human ability called faith, the neutral one. That's why devil wants you to believe in him so much, in his works. He's pretending he wants to grab your faith. Because he knows if he connects himself with your faith, nothing is impossible. That fool can accomplish anything he wants in this world. Same thing with God. Jesus said if you had God type of faith. I'm just going to give you a quick preview for next week. God type of faith. God has amazing faith. His faith makes him who he is. Without faith, God is nothing. Faith makes human being who we are. The reason Bill Gates is who he is, because of his faith. Because the reason I am who I am, because of faith. The reason you are who you are, is because of faith. Faith makes us who we are. And that's why we shouldn't leave our faith to be dormant and just neutral and just like, okay, we achieved one or two things in life and that's great. We should always ask God, what else do you want me to do? I feel like I'm not doing anything, God. What else do you want me to do? Jesus said, have God's type of faith. Now, this phone belongs to me, right? And if I said, have Alex's phone, what does that mean? Can you take it? If you use my phone, then it'll work for you, whatever you're trying to do. If you use your phone, it's limited. Okay? They will not hear you through this phone, then, but they will through this. See, when God says, have my faith, we have to go back and study, what is God's faith? That's what we will do next What is God's faith? Because God has such faith, whatever He says happens, right? I want to have... See, human faith, although it's maybe in the material world, is powerful, but it's not all powerful. That's why Jesus said, have God's type of faith. You see what I mean? And we'll go there next week. Hallelujah. Are you getting this stuff? The weakness of Christianity is that we stop using our own faith and we say, God, give me your faith. And Jesus said, if you have faith of a mustard seed, nothing will be impossible. See, if you connect your faith with God's faith, you can achieve crazy things. Let me show you. In 1 Samuel, when human faith is connected with God's faith. You remember the story of David? You remember that? 5 stones that he took? Let's look at this. Then David took his staff in his hand, and he chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook. Now, faith without works is dead. Amen? So David is doing his part. He takes 5 stones, smooth stones, and he takes a staff. He put them in the shepherd's bag, in a pouch, which he had. And his sling was in his hand. And he drew near to Philistine. So David is coming towards the Goliath. So the Philistine, Goliath, came and began drawing near to David. So he's running towards David. And the man who bore the shield went before him. So this big guy has a shield bearer. Guy is carrying his shield. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him. What does that mean? He didn't take him seriously. He looked down upon him. Okay, cool. For he was only a youth. I mean, this guy, Bible says, was about 15 to 17 years old. For he was only a youth, ruddy and good looking. So David was good looking, Bible says. Okay, praise the Lord. So this 17 or 15 year old kid is coming towards a 30 year old warrior who is like 4 feet higher than him. So the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come to me with the sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. Uh-oh. Don't go there, David says. Oh, you're stepping over the boundary. You want to fight? Let's fight. But don't bring God into this. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and beasts of the field. Then David said to Philistine, you come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. This is David and his strength, his faith. His faith is not even a sword or a spear. He takes 5 rocks, that's his faith. But notice, a person without faith would be praying in his tent somewhere or running away, hoping Jesus, make sure he doesn't catch up to me. That's no faith person. But this little kid has faith. How? Because he's crazy to go and fight this huge Goliath. But what is he going with? His faith. Somebody tried to give him somebody else's faith. Remember that? King Saul says to him, why don't you wear my armor? You know, to protect yourself. And David says, I can't see nothing through it because your helmet is, you know, so big. So he goes as himself. Don't use anybody's faith. Listen to me. Don't use anybody's faith. Use your own. It might be small, but God doesn't need big. If you had a faith of a mustard seed, you don't need big. You just need small. But yours. Don't try to see what everybody else is doing. There's something you should be doing. David said to Philistine, you come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand. Faith begins to speak. This day the Lord will deliver you. This little kid is speaking to a warrior. Bible says earlier that Israelites who came out started running from this guy. As soon as this guy would come out and yell, "Who wants to challenge me?" They would run. This kid is coming, 17-year-old with a stick, looking like an old guy. "This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistine to the birds of the air and wild beasts." Notice, this little kid starts speaking like a warrior. "This day I will do this to you and this to you." Wow. 17-year-old. But a man of faith. Where did he get faith like that? The Bible says he was a shepherd. And when a bear and a lion would come to get his sheep, he would not just give them away. Because opposite of faith is what? Fear. When a challenge comes to you, to your family, what do? Do you run away? Or do you say, "Nope, I'm going to use my faith, make sure my family, my business, my job works. You're not going to do nothing to me. I'm not going to run away. I'm not going to be afraid." So when the rest of the young people were running away, when the lion and the bear came, David would run after the lion and the bear and take away the sheep. And the Bible says if that bear or a lion would begin to fight him, he would kill him. He would tear him apart, it says up there. So faith is practiced in our life. But now we see faith is connected to God. God's faith. He runs to him. And as he's running, he pulls a rock, one stone, shoots it into his forehead, knocks him down. But imagine if he didn't have his own faith. He would never be able to connect it to God's faith. And he would never be able to kill that big monster Goliath. And he would never be able to make a name for himself. Faith will make a name for you. And then you'll lay that name down before Jesus and you say, "That's yours. Because I didn't do it." If she accomplished something through this, this didn't belong to her, right? It's mine. So she needs to give all the praise and glory to the owner of that. Hallelujah. Now you're saying, "Pastor, how does it help my family? How does it help my business? How does it help me in my life?" Easy. It takes faith to have a successful marriage. It takes faith to build good relationships. It takes faith to keep a job. It takes faith to go to college. When I'm fighting with my wife, arguing, not fighting. When I'm arguing with Tanya, it takes faith for both of us. No, we're going to work this out. We're not going to go nowhere. Human faith. It takes faith. You're a Christian or not a Christian. It takes faith to stay together. No matter what, we're going to stay together. No matter what you do or say to me, I'm going to stay. I'm not leaving. Takes faith. Take faith to go to college and finish and get a good job. It takes faith to trust God that the person you're waiting for, your significant other, your spouse, God is going to provide before that loser, the devil, will give you. You know what I mean? It takes faith everywhere in your life. And so today my challenge is, before we go next week into God's faith, and then we'll talk a little bit about demonic faith, I want to challenge you to begin to use your faith. Doesn't matter what challenge, and God will bring challenges into your life for that purpose. Listen to me. God will bring challenges to your life like He did to David when he was watching over sheep, to see what you will do. Will you run away from it? Or you will run towards it. Because there's always, in each one of your life, there's Goliath coming. You don't know what's going to happen to you, to your body, to your family, to your business, to your work, to your relationship. You don't know what's going to happen. But something will. Bible says the storm will come. It's the house that's built on the rock that will stand. But the house that's built on the sand will fall. Storms always come. Fire always comes into our life. Now, it's not every day, but periodically we experience it. Doesn't matter how much positive thinking you got. Or, I'm blessed, nothing will happen to me. No, no, no. Storms is a part of life. But will you stand? Are your roots deep as a tree? Or will you fall? You look big on the outside, but the roots are not big. And so the wind comes and psh, everybody looks and says, oh, he is and he is no more. She is no more. Hallelujah. We're going to pray and ask God to help us use our faith, not to walk in fear. Faith takes risks. David had to take a risk. What if he was going to die? But that was the risk he was willing to take. And it paid off. Esther had to take risk and go before the king. But that was the risk she was willing to take. There's some risk you need to take. Somewhere you need to trust God and says, God, I'm going to do this, but I've thought about it. It looks good on paper. I've consulted with other people, but I'm scared, God. But after this message, I'm going to make a step. I'm going to trust you. I'm not going to live in this neutral, unfruitful plain. I'm going to go to my promised land. Hallelujah.